And we come back here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN, segment number 4. And this time we're talking with Meadowlark. And we have a couple of guests joining us here via Zoom. Michelle Hobbs, Special Programs Leader, joins us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Sarah Duggan's also here, Community Relations Director. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good to have you both on. We're going to be talking about some programs, Michelle, including the Parkinson's program, which I know Meadowlark is has become known here in the community for.
Yes, we've been around for 17, almost 17 years now. So we've been able to help quite a few people throughout those years. And we received a grant from the Parkinson's Foundation to put on an 8-week course that is called I Can with PD. Confidence about nutrition. Within that 8-week series, we provide different classes on how nutrition impacts the lives of people with Parkinson's, but then how each of our daily functioning things are also affected by nutrition. So, for example, we have an occupational therapist that comes in and talks about different modifications to your home environment, different adaptive equipment that can make cooking easier, and as well as feeding easier. Sometimes with the tremors, it becomes difficult to, you know, stir your food as you're baking or cooking. It's harder to get the spoon to the mouth because of those tremors. So that's one of the topics. I teach about swallowing or dysphagia and how that is impacted by nutrition. We also have physical therapy that talks about ways to make your transitions within your home easier. So as we're trying to increase hydration and nutrition with people, then we also are going to be spending more time in the bathroom. So we want to make sure that those transitions are safe and that people are optimizing their physical activity as well. So there's several other topics within that class that we address, but that's kind of the overview of those classes.
Well, Parkinson's is such an interesting disease because we don't really think about some of the small things in life that may be impacted if we ever unfortunately end up having Parkinson's. And I imagine there's probably a lot of modifications you could do to your home to make it a little bit better.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, one of the things that you mentioned when we were talking about things that people don't realize about Parkinson's and how it can impact their daily lives is that constipation is a very real problem for people with Parkinson's. And that's part of the reason we're focusing on nutrition. But there are so many other things that can be done to help decrease that symptom, as well as increase just quality of life. So one of the other things that we do that's really unique with this class is that we provide free ingredients for the individuals, the participants that take the class. So we want to expose them to different things that they may not have ever eaten before, healthy options to improve their understanding of this is a high protein food, which I shouldn't eat when I take my Parkinson's medication versus this is a low protein food that I should take to optimize my medication absorption. And so we give them two different kits full of food, different ingredients. And then we also provide them with hands-on demonstrations on how to prepare the foods and to use some of the new adaptive equipment that we introduce them to. And then they get to take those ingredients home so that they can use them in their daily lives as well.
All right. And that's all about managing it because, unfortunately, there's no cure for Parkinson's, but there are ways to live a better life. And that's what this program will really explore.
Absolutely, yes. And you nailed the entire focus of our Parkinson's program in general, and actually our entire special programs is we know there aren't cures for Parkinson's or dementia, but we want to help people improve their quality of life while they're living with it.
As far as the memory program is concerned, is that kind of going to run kind of concurrent to this Parkinson's program?
So we do lots of things together. Many of our individuals with Parkinson's also have some dementia. Oftentimes that comes later in the disease process, but many of our activities feed off of each other, no pun intended with the nutrition class. however, we also do have another activity coming up in March. It is Tuesday, March 29th, and it is our Memory Matter Symposium. That's going to take place starting at 5 o'clock at the Prairie Star Event Center here at Meadowlark. And from 5 to 5:30, we'll have a meet, greet, and eat. So we always like to include food in our programs too. It's a great way to help people get out there and get involved. But that program is going to bring in virtually, so it's a hybrid program because people are still trying to recover from all the junk we've been through. And our speakers will be presenting hybrid, but we will have physicians and our memory program leadership team all available in person to greet and to ask questions and to learn about more resources. But from 5 to 5:30 on Tuesday, the 29th of March, we'll have brain healthy food options and the time to greet our staff. And then at 5:30, Dr. Russell Swordlow, he is one of the directors at the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. He will be speaking, and his title is Alzheimer's Disease, Questions Answered, Answers Questioned. So you can tell that that is going to be a fun opportunity to learn more about the history of the disease, how it's diagnosed, how it's treated, and how we can look at the future treatments for dementias. And then we will have a little exercise break and again, more food and time to meet our local staff here. And then we have Dr. Susan McFadden. She's an emeritus of the psychology department at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. She's very instrumental in dementia-friendly America. And that's something that you may have heard about the Wellness Coalition, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, working on this initiative. And so she's going to be speaking with us about how she's worked through creating her community to become dementia-friendly and helped others. The other big thing I really appreciate about what she's talking to us about is that it's not only dementia, but it's looking at dementia and other disease processes as a disability. So when we look at these diseases as a disability, what we look at is that it's a whole systemic thing. It affects our entire community, not just the person that's diagnosed and the family, but our businesses, our communities, our churches. So she's going to help us all learn more about how we can incorporate more disability awareness within our community.
All right. So important there. And, you know, I know that there's also support groups that you guys do here through the programs, especially for caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We have a care partner support group for our Parkinson's program and a separate one for our memory program. And then we also just have started expanding out to supporting outlying communities. So we have one in Wamego that we do once a month for those care partners out there.
All right, very good. Well, and you mentioned just making sure that there's more awareness out there because, yeah, it is all over in our community and we want to make sure that we're accommodating folks, but not like judging them or anything like that and raise some stigma. There's stigma in so many things, and I know that this is just another one.
Yes. Yeah, and again, I think that's where Dr. McFadden will be really helpful in helping us look at things as a disability. And, you know, that also just incorporates everything. It brings in the mental health field. It brings in the children that have autism or adults that have autism. So the more that we educate in general, then the more we're helping the greater Manhattan community.
All right. We're getting close to time here. Where can people go to get some more information on these programs?
So if you go to the Meadowlark website at www.meadowlark.org, you can find all of the information there. It's very easy to manipulate through there where you need to go to maneuver through. And then you are also welcome to call me at 785-323-3899.
All right. Well, MetalArk is such an important resource in our community, and we appreciate having you on here, Michelle, to talk more about the Parkinson's and memory programs. MetalArk.org for more information. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap up the program here today. Coming up on Monday, we're going to hear from Manhattan Parks and Rec. We'll also get an update from Flint Hills Attabus as well.